reading from the Gospel of Mark. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And he went a little further, and he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired man and followed him. Gospel of the Lord. Welcome to Monday in the first week of Ordinary Time. Ordinary time where life is lived. And for Jesus, that life is a life of ministry. And at the beginning of it, he starts back in Galilee where he's from. He returns to Galilee and gathers a group of like-minded people to go out and minister with him. That struck me because I'm on my way home to get back to work again myself, or back to my first job teaching. I've been traveling, and I'm in the airport in New York City on my way back to St. Louis, and I can't wait to get back home to be with my community, where we teach, where we do these things together. It's something I think essential to ministry. Maybe it's just very Dominican, but I think it's broader than that. It's what Jesus does. He ministers with a community. Something then we can all think about for today. Who is our community that we minister with? Do we take that seriously? Because Jesus certainly does. John is arrested. Jesus is called to come forth, but he doesn't come forth alone. He goes back home where all journeys begin from, and he gathers a group of disciples. We likewise need to know where our home is, and who are those who are our friends that we will go forth with. Strengthen those bonds. That will strengthen our ministry. That's the word for today. God bless.